State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
No, it got left like this.
Yeah, fucked up with a half a tank top on, nigga.
This one, a cell phone bill was $600-$700 a month.
Exactly. How did they find it?
Hey, hold up, wait, pause this. This too freaky. Somebody get pregnant off this. Let's get to the J-O-N original so we can get this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah,
that was too nasty.
That was,
right,
yeah, this nigga right here. Just
I don't
tried,
know what you trying
nigga
to do.
Nigga trying to fuck a pretty V on the low.
Man, what?
Nigga slipped that one in. Nigga been having that shit in the cut for years. It's like, when I get my shot, I know just how to approach.
Hey, you look like you ready to pull your dick out of the car. Fucking ready?
They tried to slip that in. That nigga was like, here's my chance.
Fuck J-O-N on, man.
Man, nigga, I don't know, man. I don't know. This sounds like the extra boys you get the extra man on Mario, nigga.
This is a casino level on Sonic.
Exactly. New face was that on. You remember that September? You did a show where it was T.I., Tokyo Jets, and you performed. You bought on the back door.
Hey, this sounds like the shit that they play when they put you on hold when you call asking where your GED is.
That was during the heart of the pandemic.
The heart of the pandemic is still trying to work.
Do you know New Face? Huh? This nigga was everywhere. Like, when your first show that you ever did, he probably was there.
I just showed her a moment.
Yeah, he just showed me.
Word. Yeah, he just showed me. He was there. New Face was there. I don't know who this nigga is.
He is a
nigga's in the Illuminati, man.
The story.
Ain't no doubt about it, man. I'm telling you.
He just be in the right place at the right time.
Whenever they let us in the Illuminati, they gonna open the door. New Face gonna be standing there like... I've been courting you niggas for years.
Bro, you think they're gonna let us in?
That damn New Face gonna be there. New Face is gonna be there. You say you ain't going? Fuck, I got to see.
I had some chances to go. I said, no.
Really? And you ain't going?
Not going.
Bro, you turn your chance down?
Yes.
You said chances, so you turned down more than one.
Repeatedly, nigga. Repeatedly.
Damn.
Yeah.
You turned them down repeatedly.
Why you ain't tell me?
I know, right? Then you talk you through that one, my nigga.
Because y'all niggas might have been like, call him back.
Yeah, nah, we didn't talk you through that one, bro. Like,
call him back.
Nigga.
See, call him back. See
if you know what I mean? That's like when you send a nigga to the party to see if it's jumping before you go. But like, yeah, man, you go in there, bro. See who in there, bro. See who in there, my nigga.
I looked at who got it without him. And I'm like, I can be happy right here.
Right, yeah.
I can be happy right here.
Yeah,
I don't need all that.
I don't like to sell your soul part of it that they say you got to do. Like, everybody's soul ain't work out. Y'all ain't got, like, no petty soul box that I can use for
it's about volume. It ain't about quantity. It ain't about quality. It's about quantity.
Quantity.
See, the thing is,
the more souls they get,
it don't matter if you, but if you a good soul, they really want you.
And that's what I'm saying. That's the thing. You don't really know what you need your soul for. So a lot of motherfuckers done sold that shit.
And then need it back.
Now they don't know that the shit that got real.
It got real.
Niggas was ass best with they soul.
Yeah.
Right? Nigga, you already sold your soul?
Word.
And you bettered your soul again?
And the price went up. You know how mad you would be if the market jumped and you sold your shit?
You got out of crypto too quick.
You got out of crypto too quick. You sold your soul too early. Nigga, the price of soul done went up.
How much they gave you?
300%.
Nigga, only gave me $25,000.
Nigga, souls is up right now. What if they switch it and they don't want souls no more? They be like, we don't even do that no more. We want your feet. Both feet.
Kind of.
You gonna be a Blade Runner motherfucker. You gonna be Tink Tink.
Tink Tink, for real.
Yeah.
All the way. Live.
You see the smoke?
You don't want it.
But look, I have a question about the smoke. The So if people smoke, do you get high off, like, all that?
All what?
This. What's going on? The little, you see that's coming towards you? Like,
Let me put this.
Is that in you now?
You mean contact.
Mm-hmm.
You can, but not like this. It's too
not unless you space. Country Wayne.
Country Wayne get high through his ass.
Yeah, Country Wayne.
He has to.
Country Wayne would just fuck with low.
He has to get high.
There's no way.
It's the only motherfucker come on here and get contact high.
Ain't no way. It's too much space. You get to get contact high, you got to be like in the Kia Sorento or some shit like that.
You got to be in that.
Small.
What's the car? Hamsters? Them hamsters was dancing
about. Yeah, it's a Fiat.
Kia Soul.
A Fiat. Yeah, that's it.
Who came in there looking for the hamster car? That's what I want to know. Hey, man, y'all got that hamster car?
Oh, nigga. Oh,
clearly that shit worked, because you see them everywhere.
Oh, what? Yeah, for real.
I want to know if people get high on that. Look, contact.
You feel like?
No.
Oh, okay.
You won't. It's too much open space in here, so. And you got ventilation. I don't know if this shit worked, but it's in here.
Yeah. It look good.
Yeah, it look good. This motherfucker. I don't know if it really worked, but you straight.
This shit ain't never been turned on, to tell you the truth.
I know.
No, I'm just playing.
I feel like I'm about to have a seizure with this beat on.
It's the epilepsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the epilepsy.
Bro, play me something that coincide with my hat.
Epilepsy.
Oh, we going rock and roll?
Okay.
I fuck with it.
This
shit kind of hard.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like when a nigga about to get his revenge.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a
jam. Every movie.
When a nigga
see a lot of niggas.
You know, when 50 Cent started getting strong after he got shot on Get Rich or Die Trying, they should have played this right here.
This is definitely a shady aftermath G-Unit beat. This is definitely
Spaghetti.
I bet he didn't know that I had the coffee when it was off me.
That shit hard. I like that shit.
Mystical, who else?
Mystical.
Gunner want anything with a guitar.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Twister. Anybody want to come in the motherfucker talking to me? Yeah, that'd be dope.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Pretty V, she could do this shit because she don't even have to say no words. She rap.
Pretty V will fuck that up.
Pretty V will fuck this up.
She got the best noises.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
a
good one.
That was hard. No, we need part
see,
two of that.
Do it like one. Chico, though. Chico, you did it faster than me.
That's hard.
Yeah.
You can keep that going.
That shit right there call that bitch gibberish one. And we just keep making them bitches over and over again, nigga.
They already doing that. What was the little Corvette song?
Damn, we at that phase of life. What would that
The foot thing, goddammit.
Shit. Check engine light, some shit. We them niggas now?
Yeah.
I ain't dead yet. I know what the nigga was trying to say. At least I told myself I did.
Intimate,
fatherhood. See, my daughter's 12, so she keep me abreast of all of the language that I don't understand. So she had me up to date on what the nigga was doing.
What
on
he
that
was
song.
Saying?
Nothing. But that's the thing. They just enjoy the fact that they can say nothing and know the words.
Bruh, don't listen
so they
to
do it
no music that you like around your kids, man.
you like?
Yeah. Don't do that.
What they do?
They gonna make you not like it.
What he said?
It don't matter how cool this shit is.
Really? That's what we're doing?
That's what we doing?
Looking pretty V.
I'm riding with my son.
Dodge the smoke, pretty V. What, you got a contract with somebody? You trying to
do? Wait, stop smoking about pretty V.
All right, here,
put it out.
Pretty V got a contract with the people that make them goddamn commercials for the cigarettes.
She was coming at me, I'm
don't
like,
smoke.
Put the weed out, man.
And Clay about to roll up again. I didn't see him sucking on one.
He smoked blunts after blunts.
Oh, he do?
Yeah, he's celebrating. Yeah.
I'm trying to get an Olympic started for these niggas, because I'm telling you, I fund them. Like, the niggas that I come
Chicken,
around,
you don't smoke?
I do, but I don't count myself because I'm around these niggas. Like, one blunt lasts me a whole fortnight. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What's that, 40 days?
A good fortnight, man. One blunt.
I thought fortnight was a weekend.
It don't matter. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but I know it's more than what it is.
I thought it was a long weekend. I think it's just a weekend.
Whatever it is, it'll last me a fortnight. One blunt, nigga. I hit 3-4 times, I'm good. These niggas be smoking like they not gonna get to smoke tomorrow.
Yeah, I be trying to get high enough to forget some shit.
That's a good point. Do you get high enough to forget important shit or shit that you just don't wanna remember? Which one is it?
Oh, I try to get high enough to enjoy the important shit.
Okay.
But high enough to forget all the shit that I ain't give a fuck about.
Okay.
You know how people be like, and then we gonna catch up and we go do this, and then it's like in your mind, you're like, nope, not fucking with that. But you're not letting them know that. We do that for you automatically. Some shit that you're not interested in, you will totally forget about that shit. Like, man, I had called you, why you call me back? I didn't give a fuck, but you could just say, I was high. That's the nicest way of telling somebody I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, see,
if you ever ask anybody what happened, and they were just like, man, I was high. They didn't run out of shit to tell you. That's the truth.
But see, that's a part of it that fuck with me. Like, the shit that it make me forget be shit that make me say, you know, I need to put this shit out. Because when you walk around the house for 30 minutes looking for your keys with your keys in your hand, like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you know what? Ah, yeah, this ain't.
Nigga, I was so high the other day.
What's
my fucking remote fell in the couch, and I was like, I gotta buy another TV. Because I looked for the remote for the longest, and I was like, I'm just gonna buy another TV. But then I hit the weed again, and that bitch was like, reach down in that bitch and bend your fingers.
This was right when you had the TVs pulled up on your phone. Then you
I had the bitch in the cart.
I'm just gonna have to unplug this one.
Pretty B.
What they do?
Hold up, before you even say that, welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do. We like to build some suspense and then reintroduce you to what we had introduced you
we
to.
We was already,
you feel
they
me?
They love that part, though.
First of all, welcome back, Chico Bean.
Yeah,
85%ers. Have been concerned about you. They're gonna talk about you. Your thighs is out.
These are some nice shorts, man. These shorts, you know.
What you got in your pockets, nigga?
You know what? My wallet game then went up since my mama passed away. I feel like I had more stuff in my wallet now. You got a lot of paperwork and stuff to deal with when you go through becoming that level of a grown man. Like, I was a grown man before my mama passed, but now I'm an adult male. Like, it changed you, bro. It changed you completely. Now I walk around with a fat wallet in my pocket and all that. Like,
I don't know who the new rappers are.
I mean, I still keep up with the new rappers as much as I can, but I've been listening to a lot of the spinners recently, nigga. I've been riding around listening to, how could I let you get away? That shit just make you feel. See, look at Cat. Cat, next thing you know, my shorts, you see my thighs now, I'm gonna come back here, ain't nothing gonna be showing but my ankles, nigga. I'm gonna have Cat shorts.
Man.
And that's the thing, man, to all the 85%ers, man, I love y'all, thank y'all, man. Like, seeing all of the messages and everything that y'all sent, you know, telling me how we got y'all through tough times, man, it was, you know, it was beautiful. And just people walking up on me and just saying, hey, man, where the fuck you been, bro? I'm like, nigga, my mama died. Like, bro, like, niggas be like, oh, all right, I'll just make
sure you wasn't just bullshitting. I'm like, nah, nigga, my mama passed away. So, you know, you gotta kind of go through a whole different transition when something like that happened. Los, you understand, you know, you was a big beacon of understanding and helping me get through the process up until this point, because it's day to day. But, you know what I mean? Like, just all the love that y'all showed, man, and all the messages and all of that. I mean, just, I got thousands of messages of just people telling me how them watching us have helped them through all types of situations, and it just made me realize, man, I done put a lot of good energy into the world. So you gotta receive it at that time, cause nigga, that shit was fucking crazy. Like, she was here, then she wasn't no more. Like, it happened like that. It wasn't like no situation where we was able to, you know, really build up to it. Like, she caught COVID, she had a pre-existing condition, she caught COVID on the 27th, she died on May 4th. So it was like, just like that. And then the whole process was just, it changed you. But just, you know, everything that I've gotten from this family right here has helped me tremendously, man. So, you know, I just got to say to all the 85%ers out there, thank you. And everybody that's asking me, man, you still with the 85 South Show? Nigga, that's like asking if JG still with Wentworth, nigga. It just, I can't leave this shit, it's my shit. Like, nigga, I can't stop. I ain't no quitting. I wish I would be like, man, I can't do this shit no more. Joe be like, bullshit. Bullshit, you can't. Yes, you can. I got you for 10 more records, motherfucker. Sign here for 10 more records. So it's just, it's beautiful, man, to just be back in the space, but just having all. And I just want to tell everybody, man, that thank y'all for being there. You know what I mean? Like, it was beautiful, man. Like, the service was, it was tough getting up to that point because I never had to plan a funeral before. And the first one I had to plan was for my mama, nigga. So it was like a hell of a journey. But that service, man, to have all y'all there, Los got up and spoke. And I know how tough it was for you, being as though, you know, you had went through that before, and how the relationship you had with my mama. And just when I seen Joe there, I was like, oh, nigga, it's real. I didn't think Joe was coming. Not because he don't love me, but just because Joe don't give a fuck about nothing. Joe don't give a fuck about. When I seen Joe, I was like, oh, this shit is real. Joe came. Cat was dressed like he worked for the funeral home. You know how many niggas I had to stop asking Cat for obituaries? Like, man, I asked your man over there for obituary. My nigga ain't getting. I'm like, man, that nigga don't work for the funeral home, man. That's my man, Cat. So, you know, it was beautiful, man. But, you know, rest in peace to Wanda, man. And, you know, to everybody, I appreciate all the love, man. But it's, you know, we gonna keep pushing because that's what we got to do, man. So love, yeah, all the way, man, across the board. Welcome back.
On a lighter note, man. My man Clayton English is in
here. He's a father, man.
Yeah. The club I wanted to get into.
Why?
Nah, I'm just playing. I'm glad it's there. But you know, it's that's what they don't understand. Like you just said, they be asking you, where you at? Life be happening. They think we just exist on this screen. Like how when you little, you watch cartoons. Like, life be happening, right, bro. Like, for all of us. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't think they get that. If you don't see somebody, it don't mean they don't exist no more.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All the way. So let me ask you this.
Listen, we got to do this. We got to introduce.
Oh, well, yeah.
We got to introduce.
She needs
we just had a lot of catching up to do.
She don't need no introduction. What they do.
Look, she do so much, we all going to introduce her. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most entertaining ladies that's in the entertainment industry right now. If there was ever a female version of DC that's super hype, that keep it crunk, that you ain't never seen in a bad mood, you get what I'm saying? Entrepreneur. She has thousands of products for sale.
City trends everywhere.
Come on. You can find her in Walmart, Target.
Come on.
She is blowing up social media with sketches with Desi Banks, the crazy girlfriend.
Yeah, come
Peanut
on.
Peanut and them mama.
Every day.
We would literally be here. Look, she be in movies and shit, wilding out.
All that.
BET Awards.
Keep
she
going.
Be over there with Quake and them.
She got records out.
She make music.
Quake
she make.
Now.
She do shit for the kids.
Damn.
Oh,
you didn't love kids.
She the only person I'd ever seen continuously beat the shit out of an invisible bitch. I mean, she be dogging this invisible. I don't know who this invisible bitch is you've been whooping all these years, but she need to leave you alone. All the way. For real.
That's Parlay girlfriend.
Oh, word.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, Pretty V is in the trap. Shit, did we name everything?
Nah, she got some
smoke stuff, we gonna let her know.
Bro, she got weave, eyelashes, she got Bluetooth speakers, them little things that go on to keep your head. She got some of
them. She got some shit you can stick in the shower when you listen to music.
Yeah.
She about to come out with her own vibrators.
She got breaking news. Rolls.
I'm telling.
Bonnets.
You know what I mean? She got the vibrators coming out, nigga.
You got bonnets?
Bonnet.
She been selling bonnets and robes.
Did Monique throw a little wrench in your thing? Uh-uh. You felt some type of way about Monique?
No.
Business booming?
You got airport bonnets.
Airport bonnets. Peter Mom bonnets. Throw it on, robes. Call it a day.
Welcome to the trap, Pretty V.
What they do, y'all?
This ain't your first time in the trap, but this trap.
Yeah. The first time it was when me and B. Simone went. Uh-huh. Right? It was on the other side of the town. Yeah, thank y'all so much. Y'all know what's happening here. What they do? Yeah,
what's going on, man? 85% has been wanting to hear from you and catch up with you and see what you got going on.
We slid it and I came in.
Now, you from Miami.
Miami.
All the way from Miami. Now, a lot of people probably don't see, like, we real in tune with culture everywhere because we've been all over. And you let that Miami hang out a lot in what you do.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like that's something you do because you're supposed to, or that's just naturally, like, you can't help it?
Natural. I mean, my parents are Caribbean, so I was that girl growing up to be a part of that side of the Jamaican vibe, but I wanted to go down to, like, the Poke Beans, the Karen City, like, Liberty City, like, Opa-locka. Like, I wanted to get into that vibe just to see, like, how everybody grew up, because I didn't grow up with a golden spoon, but I grew up, you know, structured, and I was like, bitch, I'm the third city girl. Like, I want to go down to Miami to see what that's about. Trick, where Trick at? Where Trinidad? So that's why I have friends like that grew up in those areas in Miami, and I was like, shit,
you're
I want to go down there just see. So I was always, I guess it rubbed off and hanging with my homegirls, and then I had my little Latina friends and shit like that.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. I just found out I'm natural Jamaican too, nigga. We in the game.
We got to be
Jamaican too. You ain't clear. Everybody got to be Jamaican. Like, for real. Like, that shit blew my mind, bro. Like, the night before my mama's funeral, my uncle told me, you know your father was from the islands. I'm like, nigga, what hood is that in D.C.? They must have tore the islands down. I'm familiar with all the hoods in the city. I never heard of the islands before. The nigga like, nah, nigga, your father was from the islands. I'm like, which one? He's like, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm thinking Jamaica. And he was just so confused and baffled that my mama never told me this shit. But I was like, she never had to. Nigga been dead since I was a baby.
Right, right.
So she ain't never had to have that conversation. But then I did the ancestry and did the shit, and it came back. A whole Jamaican, my nigga. So I'm walking around with a Spanish name. I'm supposed to be goddamn Buju Bean.
Yeah, you supposed to be Buju Bean.
Beanie Bean. Had to change my whole
Bean
Dexter Bean.
Yeah, man, ever since you and Fly find out y'all Jamaican, these niggas ain't been the same.
Who, DC Jamaican?
That nigga Jamaican. Oh,
who,
man.
What side?
I don't know.
He
took an ancestry test.
Y'all went from not knowing to on the float at the parade.
That nigga ain't took that flag off since he got them test results.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going over there. I got to go.
Chico. It's so beautiful.
I've been before.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't go. You know, I went to the resort. I want to go to where my people is from. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm going to the real Jamaica.
You want to go to the St. Mary's, the Kingston,
Kingston,
the Orchard, Montego Bay.
All that, and get a real jerk chicken.
Bullet.
Niggas probably jerking all types of shit out there, nigga.
Whoa.
All types of shit.
Jerk everything.
Whoa. Yeah,
jerk
but,
cereal.
Yeah, exactly, nigga.
Nigga, man, I knew what you meant.
I feel you, but pause.
I'm the censorship over here. I'm just trying to help you avoid further complications.
Go ahead and just get all comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is the trap. You do your thing.
Your feet already out.
Yeah, I know. You got
to. Like,
you need
corn
to take your feet out.
These them camp counselor twos.
If your feet hurt in sandals.
Good camp counselors. Welcome to camp.
That'd be the type of shit your girl asks you to buy that make you mad as fuck.
Man, these shits probably cost $1,000.
$2,800.
I love 900.
$900 for these. $900 for your feet to be the shoe.
That's crazy.
You pay $900 for your foot to be the shoe. Your whole foot is this shoe. But hey, man, can't complain. That's what it is.
So, yeah, it was all the Miami vibe, just being around in the city like that.
That's one of my favorite places. That's one of the places you can go and feel like you're in another country.
Miami? I just came back this morning.
For real?
For real?
I got to go down there. I like to go down there and stick my feet in the ocean.
Yeah. Look at seawater, rub it off.
Miami dope at every price point. The hood shit is fun.
Yeah.
The rich shit is fun.
Yeah.
The in-between shit is fun.
I like, tell you what ain't fun. That goddamn airport. Nigga, that,
but let me tell you this shit.
You get in that airport and your gate is at D whatever and you come in at A and nigga, you got to run through that airport. I'm like, I know why you Miami niggas is in shape and run fast. You got to get through this
I
airport.
I think Atlanta bad.
Nah, Atlanta ain't nowhere. Atlanta got that train. Ain't no train in Miami.
Yes.
Except train. For the one off of Luke and them running.
Oh, God.
What?
Hey, shout out Uncle Luke, man. Shout out Uncle Luke.
For real.
So crazy.
I be in Miami, too. Hey, that shit, Miami, that was one of the coolest shits that happened to me in Miami. Trick Daddy was at the strip club, fucking around with Big Mac from Wildin' Out.
Who's the Big Mac,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? So I go to his shit, we go to the shit, man. I smoke blunt with Trick Daddy, but they was
what?
Like,
whoa.
They was like, hey,
I
this
heard
is.
That was what you not
so then
to.
This is what they said. They said, hold on, Big Mac was like, hold on, wait a minute. That ain't no bunk, is it? And this nigga Trick Daddy was like, no, I don't smoke that around no hoes. And I was like, so you just smoke it by yourself? But shit was great. Weed was great. Roll the blunt. This nigga said, boy, you can roll your ass off. That shit was a ghetto diploma as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is.
So I went like to Come on, man. That first part of the story scared the shit out of me. Yeah, you know, I thought I was going to hit the boat. Yeah, I was like, no.
I know better than that.
I'm from Florida.
Nah,
we know better
been
than
too late, though. You know what I mean?
No,
imagine
no,
you
no,
find
no.
out afterwards.
No, no. I rolled it. I rolled
shit.
It. I ain't hit it.
Hard.
I didn't hit it with him. But we know how Florida go. The choppers, the boat, you got to. You gotta roll
your own. What that shit will make you do, nigga.
What if you thought you was finished?
Oh, you know
he was
it.
Like, oh, slip that in there.
You fuck around and won the battle of the bitches on stage at the strip club. I can do better than that, bitch. Get the tripping. Nah.
Nah.
Yeah,
see, that's why I don't
won't happen to
do
me. You don't do what?
Do smoke.
Smoke?
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
And what, that's what happened?
You feel?
That was when I was in college. Like, I feel like I wanted to, like, fight my sister. I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna fight you, hoe.
You
she
just,
was like, girl,
you
say you need to go to sleep. Let it rub off. I went to bed, I was fine.
The weed made her violent. What was you smoking?
Mm-hmm.
That could be scary, though. What if you hit some weed and it affects you like the way you never thought
but
it would?
I don't know what it was.
You
but
was smoking
it was.
K2. I'm saying,
how you
do?
I
fuck around and hit
K2.
The weed in the club, and you just dance all motherfucking night.
It's something else in there.
That's not weed.
It
yeah.
can't be weed,
that's not
man.
Weed, bro.
But you know you dancing like, nigga, I'm dancing.
What the
I'm
fuck?
I'm talking about to the point where your shirt sweat like you got
nigga.
The sweat stain on the front
I
of your shirt.
I can't stop moving, though. That's that Molly.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
That's something
that Molly had you doing a routine you didn't know you knew.
Oh, exactly.
This nigga bust out the whole Thriller routine. I didn't know I knew.
That it only took me one time to do that shit. I did that shit one time. I was good. I had an all right experience. And I was over with.
What happened? You was in.
Nah, nigga, we had a homecoming party at Winston-Salem State where I graduated from. We was at the homecoming party, and my homeboy, my man 50, salute the fifth, he was like, man, you gotta fuck with this shit, man. Just take it. It's a party, man. You know what I mean? You good.
Don't
and I'm like, nah,
around.
Nigga. I'm like, nah.
Flip a deacon.
I'm like, nah, nigga,
you
nah.
You can't bring this shit up.
I'm like, nah, man, nah.
You don't
good,
know Fifth.
I'm good. And he was there. This was sold. He said, nah, bro, look, we all on it. And I looked and everybody was having a ball, nigga. I'm like, niggas is just like, I'm like, all right, fuck it, give it to me. I'll take the shit.
Hold up, nigga, how was it when they looked for it?
I'm talking about nigga like Zion in the Matrix, nigga. I'm like, these niggas.
You are having a good time if you put both hands up, nigga.
I'm talking about niggas was having a ball.
You
I'm
put
like,
both hands up?
Niggas man. Was balling. I'm talking about, all right, so I say, all right, give it to me. I take the shit. As soon as I take it, he like, all right, nigga, stay in my sight. Don't go where I can't see you. I'm like, why the fuck you ain't tell me this before I took the shit? So I stand on stage for a good 45 minutes. This nigga done left. I don't know where he at. I'm missing the whole party. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. I'm about to go party. Man. I'm missing the homecoming party. Niggas is hollering at me off stage, bitches and shit. I'm like, all right, I'm going to the park. I go use the bathroom. I come out the bathroom, nigga stop me. Bing, take a picture. Bet. Boom, take the picture. Go, another picture. Take another picture. One girl said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please, please, before you go, could I take one more picture? I'm
it
like, cool,
flash,
no problem.
Wouldn't.
Nigga, put her arm around me, take the picture. They show it to her. She be like, put the flash on. Nigga, they put that flash on. Phew, that shit kicked in. Nigga, all I heard was blum dum 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 dum. Nigga, I started walking. I'm like, oh, I'm the flyest nigga ever born, nigga. Everything I was saying was the smoothest shit ever. It was the coolest shit ever. I'm like, nigga, this is the most amazing shit ever. I had bitches thinking I was in love, that I wouldn't fucking a nightmare, but it was just.
Right.
Nigga, right. I'm talking about the wildest shit ever. Then the only bad part was my stomach hurt a little bit afterwards. And then we having a conversation, and then I started hearing all the horror stories about how it go when it go wrong for niggas. I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm good. I had a good experience the first time. I don't never need to do it again.
See, that's why I don't do it. And I think for me, when I was in, I went to St. Aug. You already know at HBCU all day.
You went where?
St. Aug.
St. Augustine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So when I did it, like, I didn't have that experience again. It was just like, we were just smoking in school and then, like, drinking all Mad Dog.
That's what made you want to fight? What the fuck? Mad Dog. No. You drink Mad Dog and blame it on
weed. No. Let me tell you, I think when I first did the weed, it was when I was, I don't know, I was coming home from college, but when I was smoking, I was in college, I was fine. That wore off. I was like, maybe that's a little sad.
First time I got
Mad Dog.
But then we did Mad Dog.
12 slices of cheese on a foot long sandwich.
You said you went to West?
I was went to Subway.
What time was it? Was it like Jussie Smollett time at night, or was it?
No, this is afternoon. And I ordered 12 slices of cheese on one sandwich. Give me some more.
You said 12?
12.
You asked for 12, or you just counted?
Because the bitch tried me.
Like you couldn't afford the cheese?
Right.
That cheese gonna cost extra.
I said extra.
Well, put it on there.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
No, but see, she was trying to include the cheese that came on the sandwich. That's base. Don't include that in my extra. I was supposed to get that. So I'm asking for extra. No, all right. Now, see, you put some more on there, but that ain't just extra. No. Extra is excess. So give me extra.
Yeah.
How did you feel after you ate a sandwich with 15 slices of cheese on it?
Probably ain't shit for 3-4 days.
But it was worth it, though, wasn't it?
Proved my point. I was young. My body could take it.
Yeah, exactly. All the way. You remember the first time you got high?
Huh? Yeah.
Was it a good experience?
That's how they didn't lying, because they said weed supposed to make you forget shit.
I didn't think I was high.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags to riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
We went, smoked, people high school, went to a little park, smoked, my homeboy started chasing ducks. That shit was funny for a minute, then I was like, all right, I gotta go. I had my mama's car. I drove the best I ever fucking drove. Felt like I was on a video game. Like, I was hitting turns.
Perfect.
No brakes and hugging the road on that bitch. Like, I was pumping brakes. Like, I was really driving that bitch expertly.
Like, the nigga that was teaching you was in the car with you.
Yes.
Like a commercial on BMW.
Yes, exactly. This 4Runner commercial is lit.
But you ever thought about this, though? You ever thought about the fact that you might have thought you was driving dope, but everybody else on the road...
Look at this dickhead.
Look at this stupid-ass nigga. No. Nigga, don't poop ass out the road, nigga.
You mean like Buddy from Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, exactly.
No. See, that's the thing. Weed let you know when you fucking up. Because you get that test when the police get behind you. If you was fucking up, you was gonna get pulled over. Police get behind you and you high. Boy, your driving is so motherfucking impervious, nigga. You can't. I'm following all the rules. This seatbelt is clicked and nobody's even in the seat.
Oh, yeah, you all the way
nigga,
in line.
Nigga, hey, you ain't gonna say something was off. You saw, like, when you smoke weed, because you gotta pick what you gonna do. You know what I'm saying? You already breaking the law riding around with weed, used to be. So, yeah, I knew I could function with the weed, but I didn't get high then. I just thought I was driving good. And oh, okay. Then later on, I smoked again, and I was like, oh, I was high. I just didn't know what I didn't know how to deal with it.
Okay.
And yeah.
That's emotional right there.
Yeah. I don't do it.
Yeah, it ain't for everybody.
It ain't for a lot of people.
I don't understand the motherfuckers who be high and drunk at the same time. I was like, what?
I think that's just offsetting, to be honest. Like, I think one is just one working and the other one is just for your mind. Like, cause you, I don't think you can be.
I think it'll balance out. Like, you can still be drunk, but then if you get high enough, like, you won't be like obnoxious drunk. Like, I feel like if you could be drunk and high at the same time, like, the high take the edge off the drunk. Yeah. But you can still enjoy the drunk part.
So you would say that the liquor would need to come before the weed?
No, I feel like you should get drunk and then get high.
That's what I mean,
liquor before the weed.
See, that's how I'm high. I ain't hit that point.
Yeah, yeah. But if you smoke and then drink, that's a...
That's counterproductive.
No, if you do it, you'll be good. Now, if you're getting drunk... And you a weed smoker, you get drunk, weed will save you. Weed after you've been drunk, weed will bring you back to where you need to be.
See?
Some kind of way.
It's a chemical
balance.
So you
right on that shit. Okay. Like, because... But unless you just getting fucking drunk... And I don't understand them people that get drunk and shit, blackout drunk. Like, so drunk, you can't function. You fuck up everybody else either.
Yeah, young nigga drunk.
We gotta carry you. You threw up in your hat, put it back on. Like, man, this nigga, this is a baby.
Yeah, if you being drunk is work for everybody else, I don't want to be around.
I'm talking about when a nigga head the newborn.
This nigga, and then gonna say shit, try to make it seem like it ain't as bad. I spit up. No, nigga, you vomited. You a grown ass person. Ain't no fucking spit up. Spit up is for babies. I'm seeing what spit up is. Yeah. Nigga. I spit out.
No, you Earl.
That's
Earl.
I spit up.
Nah, you Earl, nigga. You Earl. I remember, nigga, my line brother, we was coming back from some event we had, nigga, drunk as a motherfucker.
Chica, what you
I'm an alpha. And my line brother, man, we got pulled over by the police. And we sitting in the car like, fuck, nigga, we right by the exit by the school. This nigga in the back seat, all you hear, okay, hold it up. As the police police walking back up to the car. She shined a light in the car. She said, whoa, looks like your buddy got sick in the back seat there. We like, yeah, we just trying to get him home. This nigga was earling like a motherfucker. That weed was so drunk, he had to let that shit sit overnight because ain't nobody want to clean that shit up. Oh,
that car.
They
had to get rid of
that
bitch.
Because the motherfucker that threw up don't never clean it up.
No, he had to clean it up the next day.
But not when they supposed to.
No.
That shit's supposed to get cleaned up
then. You can't clean it. The drunk nigga that throw up can't clean it up that day.
That's the fucked up part. Yeah. That shit got to sit and get worse, and then his ass got to come out there and...
See, them the worst people. Like about the motherfucker who get pissed drunk and don't nobody know where they belong, where they live, where they park, who they can.
You ain't never been like just I'm talking about fucked up drunk.
I ain't gonna lie, I have.
Yeah.
I threw up on I had to think about it. I threw up on my homegirl cousin shoulder.
You threw up on your homegirl cousin? That bitch wasn't even your friend.
Who is she?
I was sitting there and then I was just like, girl. All I heard was a and it was all down. So it was like, oh my God, Dina, you gotta go. You gotta go, girl. You gonna throw up on TV. I said, oh my God.
Hey, amen. You know,
but let me tell you something.
It never sticky.
Oh, she had on spaghetti strap.
Yeah, show it. Yeah.
One thing.
This shit went down her shirt.
Yeah.
One thing about it, I could say when you are drunk like that, you get the best sleep.
Oh my no, God.
I don't mean sleep like that.
I go to sleep. You might get the best sleep.
Hold up, bro.
That ginger ale.
What she said when you threw up on her, man? These girls, you don't even know.
She's like, Vina, get on. You just threw up on TV. Her shoulder. I was like, bitch, at this point, I'm like, mama calling me.
You telling me with the girl that you knew was saying, what the fuck was TT saying?
But let me say, TT was drunk too, so she was just like,
oh, hell no.
And TT was like,
bro, that's what you don't want. The devil.
This is literally like,
oh my God, I done seen that happen a couple times. Nigga get the early, then the nigga can't take it. And he get the early. Oh my God, the reflex, nigga, like, I can't take it. Oh, it's gonna make me throw up.
Yeah.
You good if you don't, if you can hold it off until you smell it.
Yeah, that's
like, the smell will catch you, bro.
Yeah, smell,
like, you be like, I'm good. And then your mouth gets juicy. Then you gotta keep spitting. And you keep spitting. And the moment you stop spitting, you say, I don't need to spit no more.
Yeah, it's coming. And that you right, that smell is just, because you know a nigga that just ate Bojangles or something, and that's grease and stomach juice fresh. And nigga don't have no control over it. It be everywhere. Nigga just...
And this motherfucker look up at you while they
do it. And this shit coming out everywhere.
Get up. No, you threw up, man.
Man, listen.
Get that shit off your neck.
See, that's the thing. I can't be around that shit, man. I would laugh hysterically. I'm no help. If I see a nigga early, especially if I know you, bro, I'm not helping you. I'm going to wait till you finish because I'm going to be crying laughing. Because you see what it do to the human body, bro. You see a nigga...
You didn't really do me doing it.
I'll be like, bro, this nigga died, bro. He died. I can't take it, my nigga.
Bro, it'd be funny as hell when women get drunk and throw up. The shit they say when they finish. Damn, I still pretty. No. Use the drunk bitch at the party. Am I pretty?
Oh, man. We all the same.
Are you mad at me? That's the one. Are you mad? What the fuck is mad?
You're mad at me, aren't you?
Mad. Everybody's mad at me.
Yeah, nobody gives definitely a fuck. Mad at me. My whole back window is covered with Earl. You can't even see out the back window. You got to ride it. It'd be them times you real far away from where you going. Nigga, you got to ride 10, 15 miles with the Earl in the car. And you do not have a spacious vehicle. You are in one of them, was them Kia Fiat? You in one of them. Oh, my goodness.
Some of them niggas get so drunk, they don't stop. Somebody got to knock them out. Like, every time, this nigga gonna get punched.
No, that's the people that don't throw up.
Yeah.
You got the people that don't throw up, so they just keep getting drunker and drunker.
Yeah.
And drunker. They just talk so much shit and get aggressive.
Like, dog, they gonna kill you. These people are about to kill you.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck them niggas, nigga. It's us, nigga. It's us, nigga.
I wish the motherfucker would.
Bro.
Stop hollering in that man's
man,
house.
Fuck man. This nigga house, bro. Kick this nigga shit, bro. I kick this nigga shit, bro. Fuck this nigga, bro, for real.
Bro, cool out.
Man, folks, touch me, nigga.
Cool out, bro.
Don't touch me, nigga.
Cool out, man. Don't kick that man's table, man.
Fuck this table, bro. Nigga, what you think I ain't got my bitch? I got my wallet, nigga. I got money,
cool out, man.
Fuck off me, nigga. I got motherfucking money, nigga. Fuck that shit, nigga. Give a fuck, nigga.
Cool out, bro.
What's your name?
Hey, man, that's that man White.
That's that man White,
man.
That
man White, man.
Man, I bet.
Trying to give me
some.
Hey, bro. Hey, cool out, man.
Hey, man, stop touching me, bro.
Cool out.
You got one more time to touch me, I'll smack the shit out you, too, bro.
Hey, man. Bro, get your hands off
me. Man, you took a shower, didn't you? I took a shower.
And they gonna kill you, bro.
Good to the motherfucker.
And that's how they really be, too.
That shit.
Bro, them the worst people, like, man.
They be just like that.
Ain't no way. That's why I can't. Once I stop drinking, I can't be around. I can't do it, bro. Drunk people just.
Hold up. All right. You ever had a drunk bitch try to holler at you? Real aggressive. The most aggressive drunk bitch ever. Now, I'm talking about,
were you looking for me?
That's what the bitch said outside the bathroom. I said, no.
I didn't even know. What are you talking about? How about you found me?
Bitch is confident. Like,
man.
What they said? Bruh. Them drunk women be aggressive.
What?
They be bringing up shit that you didn't even know that they knew about. Like your old bitch. I saw you with the little fat bitch with the orange on. I guess this is what you like. You don't like real bitches, dude. Huh?
Like, sweetheart, calm down. No, baby.
Nah, fuck calm down. I gave you my number 4 years ago. And you didn't fucking use it.
Oh, no.
But now, I don't even remember that. I got a new phone.
You just, what, you didn't like me? What? What happened?
I got a new phone, baby. You just calm down.
You didn't, give me your phone. Give me your phone.
I don't want to give you my phone.
Give me fucking phone. Give me fucking phone. Fucking phone. Open this shit. Fuck it. You don't need it any fucking way. Fucking black motherfucker.
What just
the
like
fuck
that,
is wrong
bro?
With this girl?
Nah, I got one better for you. With somebody that drunk that you love and you got to deal with them, nigga. When you dealing with a drunk motherfucker that you can't tell off, that's the worst shit in the world, my nigga. I'm talking about motherfuckers show up and just be like, yeah, this my shit. It's like, no, it's not. It's mine. Like, please, stop. You gonna get us locked the fuck up. I don't give a fuck. You got money, don't you, nigga? Bail me out, bitch. He was like, you know what? I hate this bitch.
That's the worst thing about this shit.
I'm telling you, man. But the crazy part is that shit is legal, man. Alcohol is legal. I ain't never seen weed do nothing close to what I done seen liquor do to people.
And think about this. Motherfuckers drink more liquor than they'll drink anything else. You won't drink 40 ounces of water. Motherfuckers used to drink 40s.
To the face, too.
40 ounces? What? 40 ounces of Kool-Aid will kill you.
O-E, nigga.
O-E. English.
40 ounces of O-E.
That's malt liquor.
No O-E.
That mean it got a little bit of cocaine in it.
Malt.
Hey, but
that shit bad, because anytime you drink malt liquor, you're going to smell drunk.
But see, that make you respect the people who really drink, though, because now that I think about it, nigga, my mama used to drink 2 11s.
Oh, she was tight.
I mean, for real. And wouldn't be a nigga. And take a tall can.
That's the code for breaking and entering.
And be straight. I'd be like, Ma, you good, nigga? Yeah. Watching General Hospital. I'm like, I don't
want
to
know. Though.
Nigga, I'm telling you. The people that can drink for real, like, once you get to a point where you can just down something, and, like, I see people who can drink a whole, damn near a whole thing of Hennessy and all that, like, bro, your insides can't be the same color as mine.
You're not supposed to do that. Like, at some point, and I drink a lot when I'm in the drinking phase, but.
What's a lot, though?
You shouldn't be going through no bottle in a day or two.
A bottle of what you mean? It's a lot of different bottles, man. You got tanks and half.
A fifth.
A fool. Yeah, nah. Mm-hmm. A fifth of what, though?
It's
what's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink. I'm either I'm fucking with a whiskey,
Oh, you
a cognac. So
drink like an old black man.
Yeah,
okay.
Or it'll be, you know, a Remy.
Bro, this is giving me flashbacks, bro. I used to fuck with this girl. She used to get drunk as fuck and call me. Be like, I know you fucked up. And she'd be like, I need you to stay on the phone. I was like, I need you to not be driving. What the fuck?
Now you responsible.
Right.
Now you responsible. You just involved me. Now I got to stay on the phone because I feel like if I hang up and I get that call that you didn't make it.
How did this turn into the drunk episode?
Because she don't smoke.
Yeah.
She don't drink either.
I do drink a little bit.
Where New Face at with that goddamn homemade?
Yeah, New Face.
New Face came here with some moonshine.
Yeah, New Face and bought some shit from Ray's Boom Boom Room. That nigga done been for real, too.
Pretty V, tell us how you selling all these products, man. Because you see, we got some products and shit.
I see.
Give us some product game and shit. How you jump off all these major deals and things like that?
Well, with the City Trends deal came, like, literally, I DM'd them.
They DM'd me and made me wear them ugly-ass outfits.
It's not ugly. You just got
to... The ones they wanted me to wear was fucked up.
You got to know how to put it together.
I made them look the best that I can make them look.
Chico, you was dope. You conceded.
Listen, it wasn't easy.
Man, we was trying like a motherfucker. City Trends.
You know how hard it was?
See,
to go through all them racks of keeping 100 shirts and
all the goddamn South Pole jogging.
You put it together the best. Really, it came down to your style and being able to style yourself.
Yeah, I guess a lot of dope pieces that you could put together.
But they did what they wanted me to do.
What did they get him, bro?
You had to go. He said, that's where he made the mistake. I knew not to let them send
bro,
me shit.
Bro, I felt
shit.
So bad, I didn't even ask them for no money. I was just like, you know what? Whatever, man. Don't send me nothing.
But anywho, we DM'd. We DM'd, and I was like, I want to collab, you know? City Trends is definitely the culture. It's all around 580 stores. So I'm like, shit, I want to just... Because I've always said when I was a little girl, I want to be the face of a brand
right.
That is known, that, you know, people get. And, you know, a lot of, you know, black folks get City Trends. The lines be out of control.
City Trends is fashion for less. We fuck with them. So, I just couldn't do it.
So
I tried. I was ugly.
What did they give you?
But I'm saying the outfit that I had to put on.
What did they give you?
It was, I'll tell you, it was...
I seen it. I know why he couldn't do it, man. It was like a sweatsuit, and it was rough. Remember, it was carbon, the two pants. Chains had on his first album cover? Like, them chains?
Yeah, yeah,
like, it was like that print on one arm, and the other print was like the snowman.
I had the carpenter pants with the hammer holder.
Yeah.
They gave you Old Navy jeans?
It was carpenter shorts.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
But they got some moments in that you could throw together and figure out.
That's true. That's why I went. When I did with my thing with them, I actually went into the store and walked around. And then I did a little video with showing people that, you know, I got a pair of Jordans. Because, you know, that's really what niggas spend their money on. Like, you save the money to get the shoes and then don't really think about, you know.
Fuck them shoes. I'm going the opposite direction this year. I'm about to jump off some of them Walmart runners with the two straps. Fuck all these kicks and shit. This ain't shit. I'm give me some of them two strap bitches.
Man, you gonna
City Trends
has
as well because I go to City Trends. We got Adidas in there. We got a little bit of heels for the ladies. Like I said, we got.
Oh, it's dope for the ladies.
Yeah, we got some merch even for guys as well. You just gotta dig down, see what you find.
The type of face I get.
You know, you gotta get up in there and see what it's about. But City Trends does have a great selection, and it depends on the store too. Because you know, we go in there, they'll rack up on something like Miami selection. The boys section got tracksuits. Adidas, I got my tracksuit on y'all section, extra small. So they got some cute little moments in there. And I, like I said, it started off with a DM. I want to collab with y'all. Then we grew to have my own merchandising stores, you know. So
that's
we got
crazy.
A whole brand new selection of City Trends. It's going to be called the Pretty in the City. So we're going to be having perfume. Thank you.
Pretty in the City.
Yes.
With the Y or the I? You gonna spell it with the Y?
Yeah.
But the city's still gonna be the I?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So, Pretty in the City, where I have my own area. So when you go on City Trends, you won't just have to find and search. You'll automatically see me and my boy when you walk in. And
please tell me you got some robes.
That's the next thing. This is the thing. When I said to City Trends, we had a meeting, The robes I like that I already sell on my personal page, my business page, VXL Collection, is an expensive robe.
High end.
You're high end. And I want that for the ladies. So City Trends, we have to still like do some work on that, some research just to see how we could get those in stores and to match the price.
Oh, that's going to go when you put them in there?
Yeah. Ooh. So in the meantime, between time, we'll get some robes, but it won't be the robes that I sell, but it will still be something for the kids, bonnets.
Yeah. You get a robe, I'm getting me a robe. I'm going to be like Ghostface Killer in a Pretty V robe. Down to the
Pretty V robe to the floor. Diamonds on my neck and they don't even know.
Yeah, so
Wonder Woman arm. Ghost is incredible.
So yeah, we did, and actually it's so funny you said Ghostface. We just had a conversation with him the other day. Talking about robes. We were just talking about robes. Me and him, we were talking about how I started doing the robes, and then I was like, he's been doing the robes, so it was dope. But yeah, it's gonna be dope. September is when we're trying to get the Pretty in the City going. And y'all should see perfume. We're gonna get a perfume line, headphones. We already got the AirPods, we got the cleansing brushes, we have lashes. I'm designing my own sneakers, so it's gonna be really, really dope.
That's beautiful.
I just see a Pretty V sneaker.
Yeah.
The what they do's.
Yeah,
What you got on the what they do's.
See, but the thing is, we seen, you know, if it's dope to hear this, cause you know we were around when you first came in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to see the progression of people like you and B. Simone and Jess and everybody.
Yeah,
all
it's
y'all.
Like, what the fuck did we ask them? We seen them do.
You know what I mean? We was there seeing y'all progress and just matriculate through all of the different stages.
Nigga, matriculate?
Yeah, I told you, man. Grown black man words. Grown black man words. I've been listening.
This nigga is a legend.
I'm trying
to matriculate.
All the way. But you know, it's just dope to see you at the stage that you at, because you know it's just getting started. You're just getting to that point where you're starting to get your feet wet. Super proud of you, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Super proud of you. Like, because, you know, we all came in, you know, we came in on the Wild and Outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the transition that we've all made. Like, we all, that's the one thing that I say about that show is that it's good that it ain't like a 360 deal to where everything that you do got to be reincorporated into that. So once you finish shooting, you can go do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So it's just beautiful to see that you are one of the ones that took that opportunity and ran with it. You know what I mean?
I always say to people who's around me, like, we just hustling at my own pace. Like, I'm not trying to be like, let's do this. Let's jump into this. Like, I want to make sure that this is the right decision, it's the right business plan. I'm getting the right gigs, you know, because when you get out there so much, you start seeing yourself so much. It's like, girl, we didn't see you here, did it? And it's just be all bunched over. That's why I don't do a lot of promos on my page. I feel like that just loses like so much. Like, what's the talent? You know, you could probably talk about an edge control or talk about this, talk about that. But what are you really trying to do?
Right.
So that's why I only do select things for different companies. And my endorsements are Bel Air, it's City Trends, it's the Mayo products. Those are only three big things I have going on as far as endorsement deals goes, because I didn't want to do too much of doing the Fashion Novas, doing this, doing what everybody else do. I'm going to just stay here. And then when, you know, those stuff, 2-3 years leave and we like, all right, let's move on to something else. Then we can talk about The Gap and these coaches and Michael Kors. Like, because I'm that girl. I don't care what it is, because I make the clothes. The clothes
don't make
me.
That's a smart one.
You got edge control?
Well, with Mayel. So we just partnered up with that company.
Man, and we just don't slip that in. You got to let that is black history right there.
No, well,
hey,
see,
man, black history. So, Pretty V got edge control.
No. So look, the edge control is Mayel. So Mayel is in stores in Target. I'm just one of the ambassadors for the company. So that's her edge control. But we did do a beauty campaign that was in Times Square. It's in Atlanta. If you go on 85 going to the door to the airport, you'll see us. We're still up. So, yeah. In Bel Air, I don't know if y'all got y'all bottles, but I know we asked for addresses from y'all.
For real?
Yeah, I sent y'all some pink Lux Rosé. We got the blue bottle, everything like that.
Yeah,
so,
with the little one.
No, we sent big bottles.
It came with a little one, didn't it?
Yeah, but okay, we sent out one because there's more that came out. So
send us some more of that shit.
Send us a big one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we send big bottles out.
That's
so we have the Bel Air moment as well. So I start back working with them July, so that's like a day or two.
Working with the boss.
Now, this is one more thing about you that people may not know. You're one of the most spiritual people that I know. Do you mind, like, opening up and giving some insight on that? Because I know there's been plenty of moments where we're like, man, we got to pray. Go get Pretty V right quick. Right. And then they run to get you, and you come back in the prayer already ready, like, on some beautiful...
I'll be mad when Nick be praying. I'm like, let me go up in there and pray, because he be praying.
Like, it was either you or Nick.
Yeah, I was like, usually.
Right. Yeah.
But my mom, she's a pastor. You know, I just grew up just knowing like who God is and who Jesus is, just the way of learning the Bible on down. I mean, I didn't read the Bible from front to back, but I know some things in it. And I think as we grow into this industry, you have a lot of people that will pull at you to do it. This is how I do it. Or this is how I do it. Well, this is what it is. And I've always told myself, I have to stand firm on what I know when I grew up from young. I don't want nobody taking control of my mind, however you go by your life, feelings, or however you go by your life, like knowing this makes me feel good, I'm gonna try this. I gotta know about because I see how God worked miraculously in my life. So I gotta go with what I've learned from young, from my mom teaching me, from my grandparents teaching me. So yeah, I am a spiritual person and I believe in God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just, you know, I walk by that. Some days, you know, I overthink a lot. Chico know I be... trying to figure everything out. I was upset one season with Emmanuel because it just brought back to just different things that I've, you know, encountered from bullying and all those things. So I don't like when I'm having, you know, altercations with people or just anybody. So I overthink some situations, but I just know too, like, look, God here, we gonna work it out.
That's my specialty. I know how to talk a motherfucker off the ledge.
Yes, he has.
Because I didn't been to the ledge a whole bunch of times. And jumped and caught myself like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to do that. So I know, but being as though you're so spiritual, like, I always say that people don't know how to recognize their blessings. They overlook a lot of the blessings that they get every day. So what would be your advice to people, being as though you have a connection, to be able to recognize the things that God are doing in their life on a day-to-day basis that they might not recognize?
You know, when I had COVID back in November, you know, I told myself, I just moved into my house, and I said, God, I don't have no furniture. I know it's going to be a whole bunch of money. I know I want my house to be right. I just closed in September. I really have to figure this out. It's just me alone. I ain't got no dude. I ain't got no kids with little Peanut running around. That's it. So I was trying to figure it out. I got an email the next day. This girl reached out and said, hey, I have a furniture company, and you could choose whatever you want on my website to furnish your home, because I just seen you just posted that you bought one. So I sat back sometimes. I'm like, you know what? Not to say that I was like, God, what have you done in my life? What have you done? But sometimes you don't see him. So it's by faith that you walk. You know, you got to just believe what you say. Like, if I want to do this, if I want to have this 85 South show win an Emmy or whatever you guys want to do, you guys don't know God's going to say, well, here, Chico, here, Carlos, here, DC, here, Clayton, here's your Emmy. You have to feel it. Faith without works is dead. So for me, how I look at my blessings, I just know, like, look, like, God, you have took me out of from sleeping on the side of my sister's bed, sleeping in my car. I worked for the baby. I only got paid $300 under the table for being his assistant back in Charlotte. I did this, I did that. Now I own my own house. Now I'm able to take for Honda to a Benz outside. Now I'm able to help my mom with her rent, and all those things that I see that I can be able to do is by the grace of God. And I know sometimes we overthink things because we feel like we can't see him. He's not working. He is working. You just got to believe that he's working. You got to trust the process.
That's exactly why I asked that. You see that gospel song? That turned into a whole devotion.
Right.
In just a matter of moments.
Yeah. Oh, and it's okay to pause, but never give up.
Exactly.
So
sometimes you gotta be still.
Man, I heard a man say something so cold the other day.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I was just ear hustling some game. That man said, time without purpose is prison.
That's some cold shit right there.
I remember when I couldn't sleep during COVID. I was in my closet. I slept in my closet. The lights were off. Charlamagne called me. He was like, Charlamagne, it's COVID. My products in stores, everything's going to get shut down. And what Clinton said, he says, be still. The three words came to me and says, pray, write, and create. And I've been living that since when COVID first started and when the tour was over with.
That's beautiful. So, and this, man, you listen, I understand it all the way. Like, because the transition I'm going through now is so different. But one thing people have been asking me the most, like, what have you learned the most since, you know, you lost your mama? And it's just, for me, like, I realize now that book of my life with her in it got the end on it. So I can't add no more chapters. So to anybody who still has that opportunity to have that relationship with that person, no matter how fucked up it may be, no matter how rough the patches may be, trust me, fix it and add chapters. Because when it's over, it's over, bro. You'll never see them again. You'll never hear their voice again in the physical. So always appreciate the fact that you can add chapters. But the good part about it for me has been now I get to read my book and it's totality. So you don't never really got to go back to the beginning while you adding chapters because you still building. But when it's got that the end on it, you get to read it from the top and go all the way through and get to recognize like, oh, I done been built different my entire life.
Yep.
I done been, you know, coursed through my life to just be this person that can handle all of these things. And those are the moments that make you who you are in the times of roughness or whatever it is you may be going through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just always appreciate the fact that each day is a blessing. Each day you wake up is a blessing, man, because I done been through so much death in my life. But this one really made me realize, like, oh, shit, bro. Everybody gets out of here one day. I always said that, but this one make you realize when the shit person that give you life is gone, you like, oh, shit, like, nigga, this is coming to an end. You know what I mean? And it's like the reverse of it is like with you when you have a son and you see now that you're responsible for somebody. Yeah. Like, me and my daughter was already close, but now we, like, all the way locked in because the thing that I told her at my mother's service was like, hey, baby, I know this is tough, but one day if the circle of life go to where it's supposed to go, you're going to have to do this for me.
Right.
So I need you to understand that all of this is encompassed in what you got to be able to internalize even right now at 12 years old. You got to figure it out because you're going to have to do this for me one day. And that's just the way it goes. So it's like, that's just that crazy part about life, because it's like on one end I'm like, damn, my mama, but then on the other end I'm looking at this child who is 12, so she got her whole life ahead of her. So it's like I have to be strong enough to be able to deal with this and this. And when you got those type of responsibilities, the best thing you can do is keep your peace of mind intact, whatever that may be, whether it be religion or hitting the blunt or just being by yourself, telling everybody get the fuck away. Because me and Los had conversations prior to me losing my mom just about, because we always chop up game about life. And a lot of the things, and I didn't even tell you this, but a lot of the things that we talked about years ago just start ringing back to me. Like them emotions that you go through, and you're like, man, look, sometimes I feel like this. This is just the way I be feeling, and this is why. And I understood it because you my partner, you my brother, but now that I'm here, it's like, oh, this why this nigga said that, and this why he was this way. And it's like, you'll never know until you go through it. But if you can avoid it, man, try to be at peace with everybody that you got to be at peace with.
Yeah.
Everybody else, fuck them forever. Fuck them up, that nigga. Fuck you forever.
And it's literally
your people. Be at peace if you can.
And it's literally the mind is the battlefield too. So that's where it plays at. You know, when you at peace, where you try to be at peace of something, then you go back to, it's like a double-minded situation. One day you good, the next minute you not. One day you good, and I remember when
then you feel guilty about the day you felt good. Ain't that shit crazy?
It's crazy, bro. And it's like, I tell people all the time, the most consistent thing that's going to happen to you in your life is your brain talking inside your brain. As we sitting here now, our brains is talking inside everybody. So you got to learn how to navigate that shit, bro.
You got to know how to talk to you. Because you be talking to yourself crazy. Boy, you be talking to yourself
and
crazy.
That's what, and
I was like, nigga, do you know I would fuck me up? Nigga, if you hop out my brain right quick and I'll beat the shit out you, boy.
That's necessary, though.
Sometimes
you gotta do that. It's necessary. You got to get that thought out your mind, like them thoughts where you be, you got to tell yourself that. Like, nigga, I fuck me up right now, boy. You bitch.
See, that's why them niggas been telling you for years. You better check yourself
before you wreck yourself.
Come on. And that's what Lil Duval told me. He said, you ain't got to smoke no weed, you ain't take no drugs to go crazy.
You don't.
It starts with that mind. You got to make sure, like you said, navigating that mind and not having so much. You look at those creators like Robin Williams and those people who suicide, whatever the hell he was going on internally and inside. But you ain't gotta do smoke no blunt or whatever, do all that. It really, that mind would take you to so many places.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you, Clayton, like as a new father with a new baby, what's the, if you could say one thing that you didn't learn that you thought you knew before but you really know now, what would that be?
It's just that, dog, they ain't even, like, this man was breathing liquid a few weeks ago. Like, he was legitimately went from a tadpole to a whole fucking human being, and he's out here, and you upset that he crying? Like, I had to check myself, like, when he gonna start? And I was like, man, you would cry too if you ain't never shit before. And all of a sudden, you shitting on yourself.
What is this? Like,
every day, like, I'm like, I get it, buddy. I got you. Like, and all you can do is be there for him in all those moments of he don't know what the fuck's going on. And that's how you build that. This is why this is my son. Like, because he'd be looking at me with relief, like, okay, thank you. Glad you figured that out, because I don't know why it keeps happening. I'm like, look, man.
Nick can't even hold his head up.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Come on, like, pop, pray on my shit, bro. Yeah, I feel you.
So you just see, like, I got you. And then he start getting it. He's like, okay. He's like, oh, he coming to get me? I know he going to fix whatever the problem is. And, yeah.
You can feel that, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That shit is crazy, man. It's crazy because you can feel that connection. Like, you can feel, and it never stopped, bro. Like,
oh, man, you looking
never
for me.
Stopped.
I'm looking
it
for you.
It never stopped. Like, Losa tell you, bro, at my mama's service, like, it was a moment when they finally closed the casket, and me and my daughter was standing there, and we both was just crying. But then we just started laughing, looking at each other, like, because it's like, we still here. We in pocket. Right. And it's like that peace of mind that we both had, like, we got each other.
Yeah.
And that shit never stopped, bro. From the moments that you building now, as they get older, you see, like, oh, okay, like, this is what, that's the thing that make me not understand how a nigga can't just get over whatever you going through with the woman if you can. I know sometimes it's, you know, bitches just, but if you can get past that shit, yeah, you know, sometimes it's just, I understand, because I say all the time now, I realize, like, you don't understand what a man go through until you become one. Like, you know what I mean? Our mamas are our mamas, but we ain't never had to go with our... You don't know how your mama was in a relationship or how she acted as a mate. So it's like you don't understand until you get into that position that how a nigga could be like, you know what? You'll be all right, little man. You got my jeans in you. I'm out this bitch. I can't take it no more. You know what I'm saying? But if you can get past that, then you build that connection with somebody that's going to ride with you forever, man. Yeah. And that's something you can't beat. Through whatever, you can't beat that shit.
Right.
You want to have kids, pretty big?
Just one. I want one.
Just one? Why one? Just, they gonna be mad as fuck.
I know.
You have just one. You better get that little baby somebody to play with. You gonna come in the house, that mother gonna be tripping. Let's go back out, mom. Let's go back out, mom. It'll be tripping.
Yeah, because it's cute as hell when they two, and they wake you up at 6 in the morning and they're doing that. Go back in, bitch. Go, man.
Chica, why you hand them off?
Huh?
Because you only got one.
Well, see, it's a little different for me. You know what I mean? It's different. You gotta, once you have a child as a man, you got to, for me, I always say, I'm not having no more kids until the one that I got, life is secured times three. So that means, nigga, I can die, come back, die again, come back again, and she'll never need me.
Damn.
That's what it is. Like,
that's selfish on the second two come back.
No, I'm just saying. She's so straight, she like, oh, you came back again, man? Appreciate you, nigga. Stay up out here, champ, man. Secure, I want my baby to be. So if she's like, oh, Pop, stay back again. Hey, man, appreciate you for what you did for me, my nigga. I'm good out here. You know what I mean? That's just the because you can't, man. It's a lot of responsibility, not just being a parent, but it's a lot of responsibility having to maintain relationships.
Being a father is easy.
Yeah, being
a baby daddy is what's hard.
Yeah, the maintaining the relationships is difficult, man. You got to
being somebody baby daddy way harder than being somebody father, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Nigga, I'm doing great in fatherhood. I got an A+. I'm failing baby daddyhood. Boy, hey, they about to kick me out this goddamn place. I don't show up. I don't know nothing.
We at the alternative school for baby daddy.
I go to sleep. Every time I ain't took no tests.
Right. I got a bunch of absences. Like, yeah, what this, boy?
Hey, if they gave me my final in baby daddyhood, I'm have to repeat the course. Great father. Terrible baby daddy.
That's a hell of an analogy.
And you know, even speaking about
that, need to go on a t-shirt. You need to put that on the shirt, Lowe. I'm a great father, but I'm a terrible baby daddy.
That go my printer right there.
Yeah, all the way.
That's the one.
And speaking
great
of
father, terrible baby daddy.
And speaking of father, you know, how do you guys feel about that? And like I said, I'll always go back to those parts of being an entertainer, like we all are, but that Britney Spears situation with her father. You know, getting drugged.
I don't get white people being.
Yeah, I'm not hip to that.
You're not.
Yeah.
So break it down right quick.
We don't know nothing about them white folks.
I ain't never seen nobody grown let their parents tell them what to do.
We don't know nothing about none of that over this
nothing
way.
Nothing about that. And that's
weird about white people saying this because white kids normally tell their parents
nigga,
what to do.
I don't understand how they end up in this situation. How your daddy gonna be your legal guardian but you grown? Who the fuck said she needed somebody?
So what happened? Because her dad was her dad.
So they're basically saying this drugging drugged her. So of course, you mean you can't do anything.
Is this alleged?
No, this is true.
No, it's true.
What he was giving her?
No,
they family then pretty much goddamn kidnapped Britney Spears, locked her in the basement,
gave her
a bunch of pills and took control over all her money. She can't get on birth control.
No, but she's on birth control.
She can't get.
She want to take it out.
She want to take it out. She want to take the birth control out of her. So, but she can't. They don't want.
But that's what I'm saying. The fucked up part about my mind is like, nigga, how nice is the basement? You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, it ain't nice. They've been doing Britney regular.
They got her like in the Pulp Fiction basement that the Gimp was
it
in.
Ain't like
in
like the mansion basement.
It's like, mansion basement.
Like regular house basement.
A regular house basement? Oh, that's fucked up.
And
if
they took all her money.
You in a
basement.
Regular house and you in an unfinished trap house basement? Like your basement
concrete,
look like back
no
then?
No sheetrock.
I
don't know the conditions. I'm just saying I know for a fact it ain't nice enough for Britney Spears.
It's got what are y'all?
What I seen the thing about is on her page. On her page,
thank you.
It looked like she is in a house and just dancing with her boyfriend. She has a boyfriend and all.
See, she don't get to run the page though. Stay on and letting you see.
How she got a boyfriend and he ain't in on it?
He He was pre-screened. They do everything. She can't do nothing by herself. Mm-hmm. So they trying to make it look like she living a normal life. Like, she has a boyfriend.
Well,
like,
she
got
did,
a boyfriend
she did,
y'all
she,
gave her.
She did say she apologized for pretending to be okay because she's not.
She lying.
Damn, that's probably her.
That's
knocking
her right
on the door.
Hey, but on some real
Brittany,
shit, though.
If you can make it to the trap, we got you.
Yeah.
If you can make it to the trap.
Still.
No, on some real shit, I don't get all involved in white people's business like that.
Yeah.
But whatever they doing to Britney Spears, that shit ain't right,
man. What up, though?
Look at this face.
My heart just goes out to
this nigga that got fat and everything. Looking like you just walked here, nigga.
This nigga got...
He got that, I just walked here.
This nigga got fat and everything.
Yeah, that's that baby, man. That baby do that to a nigga, man.
Sympathy weight. That ain't no sympathy weight.
Nah, see, that baby put that weight on you, man. You know what I'm saying? You get the...
Chad, what have you was working out, bro?
He just made this up, bro. I ain't getting no weight.
He looking like Craig walking through this bitch.
Yeah, I know, man.
He on edge.
It might be the shirt. Man, you might have to just stop washing the shirts and put it in cold water.
I never thought that nigga was gonna turn around and explain. What are you saying? The same weight. Nah, what's up, G?
Hey, good to see you, man. Hey, man, it's great to see you, my brother.
Shout out to my nigga Chad, man.
Yeah,
he got
Chad,
one on the way, too.
One on the way, man.
Yeah. I don't be getting on him making announcements. I had to wait until it was on social media.
Yeah.
And then say something, man.
Yeah, man.
Clayton got one. Chad got one on the way.
Yeah.
One thing about... Shit, we gotta get some more motherfuckers pregnant around here, man.
I mean, shit, Cat got one.
We gotta get somebody to play with Chad and Clayton, them kids.
Cat got one. Cat, remember, Cat.
I'm gonna take
like
one
the
for
new
the
stage. He had the beginning stage with a grown one, so that's a whole nother. We need to put that on the show.
Man.
But like, the get back.
Yeah, stop bringing
Cat
up that shit, bro. Cat, every time you bring that up.
Cat, Cat shorts get shorter.
Nah, he be, he be like.
Nigga, stop.
Chico, bruh, what is it, Chico? Bro, let that shit go, bro.
No, bro.
This whole quarantine, bro, you still bringing that up?
You gotta be there for that nigga, man.
Like, okay, Chico, you act like he a little boy. That nigga grown. The joke. Quit bringing up, bro. He 30, man. He 30. He 30.
I feel you. My bad, Cat. You know I love you, nigga.
Pretty me. That's all we
know,
be on over here.
We working and twerking.
What would you look for in a
don't look at my
father?
In a mate.
To procreate with. What would be some of the qualities that you would need in a man to be comfortable with letting him spread his seed in your loin?
Why you say it like
that?
Because that's what
like
it is.
That, bro.
You see it?
Put the nut in the
seed in the loin.
Chico, man.
Hey, man, that
that's
go
more,
with that beating
that's more
plan.
Vulgar than the net.
You see, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the crazy part. The way them old niggas talk be way more nasty, and they ain't even using no nasty words. Would you allow me to spread my seed amongst your loins?
I'm trying to penetrate into the fallopian.
Yeah. I would like some vagina tonight.
Might I look at your vulva? This nigga gotta go to jail, nigga. That's how you get
well,
me too.
Well, for one, you definitely gotta be like, you gotta, you already know Carlos already called me out, or not even called me out, but speaking facts, you gotta know who God is in me. You're not gonna just go up in me, because soul ties is real, baby. All what the hell you going through?
Do it have to be your God or just God?
You gotta believe in Jesus Christ.
Okay, well that's more specific. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, Chico, for saying that.
Yeah,
people don't understand that
some,
people
some
do.
There's some Muslim brothers like.
There's a lot of people that do.
Mess my chance.
You know, whatever. But Jesus Christ, you got stability. You gotta be family nurse. You gotta love your mama. Love people who know how to treat. They know love their mom and whoever their guardian was. That is a female grandmother, auntie. You know, stability. I've gotta feel protected. You gotta love on me, all that.
Gotta believe in God, but be willing to whoop the devil out of niggas.
Come on. Open the door at 5 o'clock in the morning and tell him to come out. You gotta know how to do that, too. Gotta know. My thing is, the biggest thing in this entertainment situation is anxiety. Everybody has some form of nervousness or whatever the hell people go through, you know, when it comes to that. And I think overthinking comes with that, too, because when you overthink, you'll cause other shit. Like, as far as now I'm nervous for no reason. Like, now you got a boo-boo. Like, girl, what's up? You know, but I think, too, if you have a man in your life that knows how to be like, you know what, go back to what's taught or go back to some form of words of affirmation or scripture or just calming you. Like, that's the shit I like. Like, okay, cool. I don't got to just be in my head. Now you could talk to me. You could be like, you good, babe. Like, this opportunity gonna come, or stop thinking about this. Like, that's the shit I like. I don't like, I don't care you to feed me in between my legs. Feed my mind too. Like, it's okay. If I wanna have sex with somebody, I could do that any day. But, what? What?
It's goofy, man.
If I wanted to have sex with somebody, I could do that. I could be like, not, hey, how you doing? If I wanted to, but you don't find a lot of brothers who know how to feed your mental and feed you, and you know, it's cool.
We be trying to feed some of y'all, but y'all be fooled.
Yeah,
y'all
bullshit.
Y'all be
they
fooled.
They done been around too many niggas. Mind be fooled. Yeah. They know everything. You gotta get some of that shit out.
What if a nigga can feed your mind and can't fuck?
What am I thinking?
I mean, that's the shit you gotta think about. Nigga might be, he might be a mental stallion, but can't fuck for shit. Does it mean more to you in that regard?
Yeah, both.
Okay, so, yay. You hear this, fellas? You on Pretty V, nigga.
Yeah,
you better
both.
Be a smart, piping ass nigga. You gotta be.
You know,
they can fight.
You gotta love the Lord. You gotta be able to fight. You gotta pipe. You gotta help with anxiety. And
not even, let's be very clear, not even on the anxiety, too, because people have understand, too, anxiety is not...
Be your peace.
Yeah, there like, be some form of, like, and not to say Chico, because Chico ain't my man, he my brother, like, how he pulls you aside and speak and say, you know what, you good, baby girl, da-da-da-da-da, woo. Just having that moment to just really know how to, like, center. Because we could be all over the place. Like,
nah, I couldn't.
And then you could be like, find you a bae.
I know you, Pretty V, you get to do it to Pretty V. She get to making them crazy ass faces. You like, you stop. Stop. You gonna fuck my nut up. All right?
So just.
Poking out.
Just calling your significant other and saying, babe, let me tell you what happened to my little day without it being a whole other moment. Like, because y'all be going all over the place. Just finding somebody to be like, okay, man, you know, I hear you. Like, just do your thing.
But see, that comes with being interesting. Like, I think a lot of niggas be trying to fall in love, but you got to fall in like. Like, I don't, I can love you all day, but if I don't like you, I don't want to be around you.
No, facts. That's how I am, too. Like, I got to like you.
If I don't like you, nigga.
And I ain't the type of girl, too. I don't know how to jump from dick to dick, place to place. I got to like you, and I got to stay with you, and I got to ride you. I ain't that type of person here, and all over the place. That don't work. If I got to really deal with you to have sex with you. I ain't a... One night stand type of person.
Well, you want to be the third city girl. That's going to be rough. They fucking scamming-ass rich-ass niggas. They fucking on the scamming-ass rich-ass nigga. You got a different perspective.
I get stuck with the city girl that don't fuck. That's how niggas going to be.
Well, thank God I'm not the third city girl. You know? Yeah. Shout out Teresha. Shout out JT. What they do.
They can come on here, too.
We would love to have them on here. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, shit, man. This been another rendition of the 85 South Show. Pretty V.
And sorry, I couldn't be jumping on tables and being extra, honey. Cause
you don't need to do that.
Because I'm Clifford the Big Red Doll right now, leaking. So, you know.
That was a piece of information. Don't put my head in it. What the fuck? You don't try to pull my head down into the shit.
Y'all know how I get out. Leaky for the tiki on the speaker.
Drop your Instagram again
For all my bad girl, my pretty girl out there, so my educator woman, entrepreneur, boss girl, pretty woman, I said that already. Yes, I'm Pretty V. You already know what time it is. Y'all follow me on the gram. YouTube at Pretty V TV.
Yeah.
We got a lot of dope moments in the work. Just shot my first movie.
Yeah.
What it was? What it was? I was in DC, Chico. It was in May. So I was in DC and Chico's city, chopping it up and getting crazy. Remy Ma and Taronda and Tank and Red Up Russ Parr. Literally, it's gonna be a really dope movie. It's like American Gangster. So it showed a different range of me. It wasn't all comical. Yeah. It was some serious roles. I had to cry a little bit. So I can't wait for the world to see that as well. So We got some big things going on in the works, and God is great. God is good.
Well, you know, we love you over here.
All the way.
Thank you so much.
To the
Carlos, I just want to say I love you so much. I love 85 South. I see what God is doing in y'all life. I see the movements is going on, and I just want to see y'all keep going.
We like, appreciate
you. We appreciate you, man. And like you say, like, you know, we didn't been through some trials and tribulations over this way, for real.
Yes.
And we still here, bro. Yeah. Like, we still out here.
Still standing.
We still out here, man.
We Antoine Fisher.
For real.
I'm still here.
I'm still here. For real.
I'm still standing.
Way, man. It's a beautiful
and we're going to keep standing, man. Return of the Ghetto Legends Tour coming to a city near you. We out this bitch. Shoot some pictures, man.
Rest in peace, Wanda.
Hell yeah. Just, hey, get in the pit. Sit that down, bro. We're in there.
Everybody come in. Oh, yeah.
This is real ghetto legendary shit right here.
When the first date, bro?
Shit. Soon? July 17th?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, bitch. What my nigga Chad, that sensitive
thank
ass.
Thank y'all.
Good to see you, baby. Dude, what are you talking about?
Yes, Clay, Clay. Clay, 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 Clay.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey everyone, it's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.